Well, good morning, Sower Nation. It is Thursday, May the 29th, in the year of our Lord, 2025. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. Are you ready? Are you ready to get going today? We got some good stuff on tap this morning. But we begin with consecration. You ready? Deep breath. He's near, and he wants to come in here. He's knocking at the door. We're going to open it up. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, we up. Today's entry is entitled, The Most Important Word in the Bible. That's such a bold claim I'm making. You're wondering what it is. Me too. Here we go. Our text is 1 John chapter 5, verses 1 through 4. Hear now the word of the Lord. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ, is born of God. And everyone who loves the Father loves his child as well. This is how we know that we love the children of God, by loving God and carrying out his commands. In fact, this is love for God, to keep his commands. And his commands are not burdensome, for everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. The word of the Lord. That encouraged me. You too? Now consider this. What would you say is the most important word in today's reading? Would it be Jesus, or God, or love, or believes? Or how about overcome? Here's my vote. Everyone. In fact, it may be the most important word in all of the Bible. Everyone is such a powerful and beautiful word. It says you and me and all of us. No one has to be left out. It says there's more than enough room. Come one. Come all. This is what it means to be inclusive. Everyone who believes. We aren't talking about intellectual assent here, but trusting faith. To believe means your life can be summed up in one word. You want to know what that word is? The word is yes. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ. Most people who don't believe in Jesus refuse to believe, not because of Jesus, but because of his followers. While this is understandable, it is not acceptable. Jesus stands on his own and in a category of his own. Independent of his proponents or detractors, his words speak for themselves. His deeds tell their own story. His death on the cross stands as a signal day in the history of the human race, second only to his resurrection from the dead, which radiates the unquenchable, unstoppable truth of all the ages past and all eternity to come. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. John says the same thing in a similar way in his gospel account. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. That's John 1, 12 and 13. There's a final word to point out in today's text. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ, here's that word, overcomes. This is not an immunity to struggling or suffering or hardships or injustices or injury or pain or failures or anything else. The promise for everyone who believes is to overcome. Who wouldn't take that offer? It is a very, very good deal. It is exceedingly good news. And herein lies our mission. We want everyone to know about this offer, this very good deal, this exceedingly good news. Let's pray here today. Lord Jesus, thank you for loving everyone and for giving everyone an opportunity to respond to your offer of grace. Make my life a winsome invitation to everyone I know and ever will know. In your name I pray, Jesus. Amen. Let's journal. What are our journal prompts today? Have you responded to Jesus' offer of the everlasting eternal life that begins now? Do you know people who have not responded? Do you know people who have no idea of the offer? What next step might you take toward these people? That's a good one right there. We're going to sing in a minute. I'm going to reach all the way back to number one. Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing. That's what Charles Wesley and John Wesley were trying to do. They're like, we got 100. We got 100. Can we get 200? Can we get 1,000? Can we get 10,000? This is the thing. Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing. Now, he's thinking about, maybe he's thinking about himself. Like, I wish I had 1,000 tongues. I think he's also thinking about, like, I wish we had more people, 1,000 people, 1,000 tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise. That's the title track of the whole hymnal. Our great Redeemer's praise comes right out of this song. Sing it in a minute. Number one, there's like 18 verses, I think. We're just going to sing 7 today. I'm on a bit of a run this morning trying to, I'm behind. You behind too? I guess the thing I want to just encourage you with today is this word about overcoming. I sometimes think I have felt, and maybe you felt this too, that, you know, if I really just go all in with Jesus, he'll go all in with me. And I think what a messed up way of thinking. Guess what, guys? Jesus has gone all in with me. He's gone all in with you. And he's saying, okay, come on. Will you go all in with me? And I'm like, okay, yeah, that's right. We love, John told us, because he first loved us. We're not trying to get him to do something. He's trying to wake us up and get us in on the action. The other way I think is like, well, if I go all in with Jesus, okay, you gone all in for me, Jesus. I'm going to go all in with you now. And I think, okay, if I go all in with Jesus, he's going to keep it. He's going to keep it easy for me. I'm going to have less problems. I'm going to have less struggles. I'm going to get a pass from riding on the struggle bus. Y'all, I've got a commercial driver's license to drive the struggle bus. I'm like, Jesus, can you get me on a plane? Because I'm tired of riding the struggle bus. And I think, well, if I go all in, he's gonna get me off that bus. And I think, well, that's also a bad way of thinking. And that's the thing about this text. He says, everyone born of God overcomes the world. It doesn't say everyone born of God is issued an immunity idol, an immunity pass. We're not getting immunity from the world. We're not getting get out of jail free card. Maybe every now and then we'll draw one of those. We're not getting like a free pass, I think. And I keep thinking I am going to get a free pass, that trouble's just not going to come this time. And he's like, that's not the deal. That's not the offer. Here's the deal. You're going to overcome it. I think about there's a text. I can't think of where it is. This is why we need to learn references, but it says something like this. It says, to the one who overcomes, I will give the crown of life. And he's like, the offer is, I'm going to come right down there. I'm riding that bus with you. And I'm going to indwell you with my presence. And we're going to overcome this thing we're facing together. All the way up to the grave, right? We stand looking over into the edge of a hole in the ground, knowing that that's where we're going. And he's saying, oh, I got that. I beat death. And we're going to overcome that together too. So I hope that encourages you today. My friend Pete told me, he said, you know, when I'm listening to you on the wake up call, I just feel like you're just encouraging yourself too. And you know what? That's true. I'm encouraging myself. I'm not encouraging myself. Jesus is encouraging me. He's coming through me to you. We're encouraging one another. Speaking of which, I know I got to start heading toward the door here. Oh, I'm so excited about this summer on the Wake Up Call. And I'm inviting you, okay? I'm looking for people who will match my energy on this. This summer, I'm calling it the summer of encouragement. I'm going to be writing you soon. But it's no time to wait for the email. I need to tell you now, this summer, it's the summer of encouragement. Because that's what we need. We're going to start June the 9th. Once this First John series is done, we're going to start up in a series that I first wrote about 4 or 5 years ago. And it hit the mark. It's the title of the book. And guys, I've already got the book. I've revised it. Some of you may have gotten it and you don't need to get another one, but I have revised the book and I've turned it into a book/journal so that you can write in it. New cover, but it's the same content. And you've already forgot it. I know. I have too. That's why we're going back around and riding this route again. But the book is called But Encourage One Another Daily, as long as it is called Today. So that you will not be hardened by sin's deceitfulness. That's Hebrews 3:13. How about that? That's the title of the book is the Bible verse. This is a perfect series to invite newcomers. Guys, we got to grow Sower Nation. There is so much ground. There's so many fields of hearts and homes and churches and cities out there who need this seed. And we've got to get out there and sow it. So, will you match my energy?
I think Jesus, we're all matching his energy if he's in us.
But there's a lot of people that need to be encouraged and need to learn how to encourage. And that's what the summer is going to be all about. So start watching for these details. Look in the PS today, in the wake-up call. Look in the notes. I'm linking to the book. I'd love for you guys to just deploy, just start saying, Jesus, how can I leverage my relationships, my circles? How can I help other people to join in this goodness every day of the Word of God and the Spirit of God and the Son of God, meeting up in the morning, winning the morning, winning the day? That's, will you pray about that? And just watch for my communications, because I'm just feeling revival in my soul, and I think you are too. You ready to sing? Let's sing, Oh, for a Thousand Tongues to Sing. Number one. Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise, the glories of my God and King, the triumphs of His grace. My gracious Master and my God, assist me to proclaim, to spread through all the earth abroad the honors of Thy name. Jesus, the name that charms our fears, that bids our sorrows cease. 'Tis music in the sinner's ears, 'tis life and health and peace. He breaks the power of canceled sin. He sets the prisoner free. His blood can make the foulest clean. His blood availed for me. He speaks, and listening to His voice, new life the dead receive. The mournful broken hearts rejoice, the humble poor believe. Hear Him, ye deaf, His praise, ye dumb, your loosened tongues employ. Ye blind, behold your Savior come, and leap, ye lame, for joy. In Christ your head you then shall know, shall feel your sins forgiven. Anticipate your heaven below, and own that love is heaven. Let's sing verse 8 and 9. Come on, we're rolling. Look unto Him, ye nations' own, your God, ye fallen race. Look and be saved through faith alone, be justified by grace. Glory to God and praise and love be ever, ever given by saints below and saints above, the church in earth and heaven. Guys, we sang all nine verses there, and there's probably more, but that's all we got in our hymnal. We just sang all nine. It's going to be a good Thursday, okay? We've already won the day, because we won the morning. Now get your seeds. It's time to sow love. I'll see you on the field. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.